You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. The City of Montreal adopted a new bylaw that will limit short-term rentals during the summer. It is an attempt to address the shortage of affordable housing. Rentals through sites like Airbnb will only be allowed to operate from June to September. During the off-season, Montreal will only permit short-term leases for registered units within a small zone. The city said that over half of available short-term rental units are illegal. Therefore, these changes will enable the availability of roughly 2,000 units for long-term renters. On Tuesday, March 18th, two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months on the International Space Station finally returned to Earth. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams arrived back in their SpaceX capsule, which made a gentle splashdown off the coast of Florida. In June 2024, Wilmore and Williams were sent on a mission that was only meant to last 8 days. However, the spacecraft they used to travel to the ISS, called the Starliner, suffered technical issues. They had to wait until the SpaceX's crew completed its mission before returning to Earth, causing the dramatic extension of their trip. Wilmore and Williams will be taken to the Johnson Space Center in Texas, where they will be checked by medical experts for any health concerns. Early Tuesday morning, Israel launched an extensive series of airstrikes across Gaza during the early hours of the morning, breaching once again the two-month ceasefire that began on January 19. Palestinian health authorities reported that over 400 people were killed in the strikes, including more than 180 children. At least 600 were also injured. This comes as Israel continues to cut electricity and blockade aid from entering the besieged enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released an announcement declaring the resumption of Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza. Israel justified the attacks by saying it is forcing Hamas to release the captives. It also claimed that Hamas was rearming and planning a new attack. Netanyahu said that Tuesday's airstrikes were only the beginning, and that Israel will continue its attacks until it destroys Hamas and frees all the captives. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's installment of Candid Combat, Episode 2. Today, in studio with me, I've got the one and only Gianfranco Monagano and the also one and only Matthew Kutash, the Mad Lads. These are the guys, when you're having a pint at the bar, you want to watch a game with these guys. These are the lads for that kind of thing. Little housekeeping, though, before we get into all that, I would like to thank everybody who followed us on Instagram this week at Candid Combat on Instagram. If you haven't followed yet, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Just listening to the show and whatnot? You got get a hold of yourself. Go follow the account. We're at 187 followers right now. We're blowing up. We're the talk of the town. We're the talk of the town. So go follow. We're at 187 followers. I'd also like to thank everybody for watching our Instagram reels. We have 14.8K views in 1 week. First week of all time. Big numbers here. So thank you. We're starting up the TikTok this week along with the Instagram threads because, I don't know, nobody really uses it. But you know what? Make an Instagram threads just so you can come follow Candid Combat. That's what you're going to do. So, before we get started here today, I'm going to plug a buddy of mine. Close friend of mine just released his new song, Reason. So this is Ant C's newest single release, Reasons. We're going to critique it afterwards, you know, get my two in-house guests to see what they think of it, you know. So we're going to do that, and we'll be right back after a little serenation. We're going to serenade you guys. Let's do it.
Like, this is majestic. We should make a chord for a song. I'll just do this.
No, but keep this, because this is a cool intro. Like, just like, if we just like play something, and then I just loop it. Just loop it.
Then what do we run? What do we do for the melody?
I don't know. Something like, reasons, been waiting too long. Lost in my feelings. Can tell I'm from
wrong. Okay, we're good. We're good. Let's do it.
Yeah, cut.
All right. Hey, close the door. Let's go.
Matter what to say. Shawty fresh like lemonade. Got the mink on, nothing but lingerie. Excited like we miles away.
way she act up, put it all on display. Shawty switch up easy on a day to day. The way she got me falling, after a night I'm hauling. Feeling you like a fix for me, when I get a little taste all ecstasy. Baby, I hear you calling, lost all control, I'm crawling. Crawling all the way back to you, when I'm wondering why I've been looking for reasons. Been waiting too long, lost in my feelings. Can't tell right from wrong, but you keep on teasing and leading me on. Change like the seasons, girl, give me a reason. Girl, I like it when you do that thing. Chardonnay make you move in ways. I can't explain how that first glance to one taste. Like a confusing days, and then all I wanna do is romance her. Take her pants off, sense it like a dancer. Take a chance, we Aquarius and Cancer. Her boo call, shawty, you gon' need an answer. Throw it back for me. Move it like a rhapsody. You fuck like a fever dream. So methodic like a movie scene. The way she talk to me, feel like it ain't meant for me. Notice a discrepancies. No goodbyes, no pleasantries. Been looking for reasons, been waiting too long. Lost in my feelings, can't tell right from wrong. But you keep on teasing and leading me on. You change like the seasons, give me a reason. I don't know if I should fight it. Tiptoeing around a heartache. I get so excited, I try but I don't think that I can hide it. I can't deny that I
fuck.
Been looking for reasons, yeah. Waiting too long. Lost in my feelings, can tear off from home. But you keep on teasing and leading me on. Change my seasons.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope we still have you. Hope that wasn't a reason to turn off the radio. You know, so hopefully you're still with us in studio today. Now, live on the mics, we've got Johnny and Kutash. Introduce yourselves to the audience, please.
All right, so I'm Kutz, and yeah. So my thoughts on the song. It was the first time I listened to the song, but I'm a bit of a fan of his work. It's an okay song, but
you're
it's
a fan,
not,
huh?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan. I actually got him. I met him. I got him to sign the only CD of Devil, a Demon, and Rewind, only copy in the world. I gave it to a good friend of mine for his birthday. But anyways, I think it's an okay song, but it's not his best work. The Devil, a Demon.
The Devil. You like the Devil, huh? Okay, Johnny, introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Johnny. And,
Frank. Is Johnny. Yeah. Listen, we got to clear this up right away, okay, I'm afraid. We got to do this now. Listen, John Franco Montaganos is his full name. I call him John Johnny. Kutz, I thought science kids were supposed to be smart. Apparently not. He calls him Frank.
Apparently not.
Why you call him Frank?
Well, my logic is, see, I have a friend who is also John Carlo, like John Luca. So are they all just Johnnies? I would call him Carlo. I would call him Luca. So John Franco, obviously, is Frank. He's not Johnny.
What's the first name you say, though?
John.
No,
but that's
his name. That's the abbreviation. No. Who abbreviates words from the back end? You do the front end first.
All right, so if you're in a room with John Luca, John Carlo, and John Franco, you're just Johnny. And they're all,
a lot
they're
of
all looking.
It's
all,
like a room full of Italians. It's going to be Tony's anyway. We already used to just calling them all the Italians Tony. What's the problem with just doing Johnny too?
I don't know. I also find Frank's a bit more of an Italian name. So.
I mean, fair enough. John, how do you feel about it?
You know what? I think if there's a lot of Francescos I know, and I think Francescos should go with Frank, and John Franco should go with Johnny.
Yeah, I'm okay with the Francescos taking Frank. That makes sense to me.
I don't have a problem with Franco.
Frank. Doesn't have a problem.
But, Frank, what does your mom call you?
She just calls me son.
No, she does not. You know what she calls you.
Okay, sometimes she calls me Franco.
Or Franco, hey.
But She calls me Johnny sometimes as well.
That can happen. Okay, what about your dad? Especially what does your dad call you?
Huh?
What does your dad call you?
I would say just Pops.
Pop.
That's the go-to.
Your dad calls you Pops.
Yeah.
He's dad. Your dad. He Pretty calls much. You Pops.
Yeah, he calls me Pops. Funny enough. I might be the only one, but he calls me Pops.
Fair enough, man. What'd you think of the song just now, John?
You know what? I liked it. I think it gave me a nice vibe. It lifted me up, you know? It lifted up my spirit, you know? And I could say if I was traveling to California, I would definitely play that song
that's on the radio. You play it, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Well, let's get into it. This is a fight podcast, so we're going to talk about some fighting here. First, real quick segment here because I need to get it out for my UFC fans out there. There's a fight night this weekend. It's okay. We'll get your guys' thoughts on it. So I guess big fight of the night. It's Leon Edwards taking on Sean Brady. Any thoughts?
I got to say here, I think Leon Edwards is very talented. But to be honest...
any other thoughts, John? Tell me.
I really couldn't tell you. I think it's going to be a close fight.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but...
What about Sean Brady?
I think Coots has more...
More Coots, knowledge yeah, on Sean stopping. Brady, man. Tell us.
To be honest with you, I saw the fight night, and I only heard of Leon Edwards. Mm-hmm. So I have no comment on Sean Brady. I've seen Leon Edwards the rest of the fight night in the card. I don't really have an opinion since I don't really know who they are.
Fair enough, lads. Yeah, just a little context. These guys, they're not big UFC guys, so I gotta just set them up there. Real quick, let's make the parlay. Leon Edwards is gonna beat Sean Brady. 100%, no doubt in my mind. Put it on the parlay. Don't put the house. Do not. Go ahead.
Well, you did say that. I'm going to clarify before.
Okay.
That you did specify that Alex Pereira was going to win the last fight.
Is this an audit right now? Are you auditing me on my own show?
I'm just letting you know.
Okay, thanks.
So. How much did you lose on that fight, Frankie?
Yeah. Let's keep that.
Let's keep it
that's,
on
that's personal matters.
Yeah, man.
We only talk about future events here.
Yeah. The future is bright. Listen, Alex Pereira did lose, and I know I told you guys about the house.
Unfortunate.
You
could always remortgage.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Listen. Yeah. It was a bad take. Let's move forward because let's not linger in the past because you can't make money on that anymore. I live in the present. You could still make money on the fight night. Here's the card. We got Leon Edwards is going to win. Jan Blachowicz is going to win. And Gunnar Nelson's going to win. That's your parlay money line.
But the high draft kings.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Bet365. But here's the deal. Listen, bet your next house. If you lost money on the Alex Pereira fight, I hope you have a second house. Bet that house on that parlay. That's my take. Go ahead, John.
Agreed.
100%.
I just want to specify here, what kind of wins are we talking about here? Are we going to see knockouts over here, submissions?
I'd be surprised.
What do you see here?
I see here, it's not a great fight night, dude. It's sort of a filler. I don't know. They got names, but they don't have, great names. Kevin Holland's on the card, but he's just a serial loser. He loses every fight, dude. He's literally a lamb to slaughter. So Gunnar Nelson's going to run right through him. And, you know, just it's a setup fight. You know, Jan Blachowicz, Carl Zolberg. Listen, Jan Blachowicz, underrated fighter. He's not a knockout artist, though, so he's just going to take it to the full time. He'll win. He's, you know. And then Leon Edwards, Sean Brady. I mean, Leon's coming off a pretty boring fight against Bilal Muhammad. I don't know if that's his fault, though, because Bilal Muhammad is, the most boring fighter in the UFC. Bilal Muhammad. He's coming to Montreal. Yippee. Thanks, Dana, giving our city just the most boring fighter in the organization. You know, what are you going to do?
Brutal.
But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of decisions and... You know, maybe a takedown here and there. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm tuning into this one. Watch the Habs instead. Yeah, go ahead, John.
So if I would say, I would put the house on Leon Edwards. That's all I want to specify.
Okay, just like he's now that he's educated himself on the topic.
I saw some ChatGPT over there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Some ChatGPT over here. But
Broke is cheating on a radio show. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, so that's the UFC segment. We're going to be back with our more expertise stuff in the hockey world when we get back. We're going to talk about fighting in the NHL. We got my that's where they're really proficient. They'll have a lot more comment and a lot less ChatGPT for that segment. We're going to go to a short ad break. Stay tuned, and we'll see you when we get back.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of City d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Célidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You've already pretended to be a Costigan from South Boston.
Every weekend, Sergeant.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to Apple Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
CJLO 1690 a.m. 25 years and we're still getting louder.
Welcome back after that short ad break. I'm here in studio with Gianfranco Montagano and Matthew Kutash. We're live. We're going to talk about hockey and fighting. Because fighting is not just MMA, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God they're still fighting in hockey for now, anyway. And these guys are big hockey guys, you know. They're in a fantasy league. You know, they're in the playoffs right now. I think Johnny's going to win, but we'll see what happens. You know, I got you.
It's close.
Let's talk about that new NHL fight rule that was instilled this year.
All right. So, I don't know if it was this year, but basically there's this new rule where now if you it's called the instigator rule. So, let's say your boy gets a big hit. He gets hit, and you go drop your gloves first. The guy who drops his gloves first is going to get 2 minutes plus the five, and the guy who fights only gets a five. So that's the new rule now.
That's just ridiculous, if you ask me. He's stepping. What about the guy that just almost killed somebody? Almost committed manslaughter in public, and now when a guy goes to avenge his guy, he's getting 2 minutes in the box. No one's going to avenge anybody anymore. We're just going to see dead bodies on the ice, no repercussions. John, tell me.
I don't know. That's a crazy rule to me. I think they should get rid of that.
Because on all the times when we played hockey and you got laid out and just were a dead corpse on the ice, I would come and save you.
Right away.
Right? So how would you feel if when, because it happened pretty often, you'd get hit and then you would die.
Yeah.
What would how do you feel about
it? I know they would always have to come get me or else I would score. They had to always get me. I don't know. It was ridiculous. You know?
Big goal scorer, John.
Yeah. But playmaker too. But you would be always in the box. That's the problem.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Coos, how do you feel about the rule?
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw it in action over the weekend. I saw the Vegas versus Sabres game, and Brent Howden laid out Coolidge. He kind of got stuck between Howden and I think a defender. I think it was like Hague or something. And then Krebs, instantly, although the Sabres, they suck. They're the worst team in the league. Although they suck, his teammates instantly come to the rescue. Dropped their gloves, but Peyton Krebs, who came to rescue him and fought Howden, got an extra two. Even though Kulic is laid out, like the trainers had to come out help him, he had to get an extra two because he stood up for his teammate, and they deemed the fight like not doable. So, and also I've seen it a lot of times where they just don't even call the instigator. So a lot of people don't even know what the penalty is and when it is the penalty.
And that was a scary hit. I mean, you sent me the clip of that earlier this week. I didn't know if that guy was ever going to see the sun rise again.
That was a great hit.
Okay, John was...
It was a bit rough, but it was a great
hit. Do you think
it
warranted a fight, though?
Oh, for sure.
So if I got hit like that, are you coming to...
Of course, right away.
You're going to sort him out?
No doubt.
100%. I didn't see the fight after. Was it an animated fight?
That fight was better. It was good. But then probably two shifts later, I think Kolesar and Greenway went... And they kind of dropped their gloves right away, and they got like jammed up and tightened up, so they weren't able to fight. But then once they got loose and they were about to start swinging him, the ref stopped the fight. And
Yeah, I'll be honest. One thing I get annoyed with in the NHL is sometimes, and I'd say most of the fights nowadays are fake. Like, there's no shots landed. There's no blood. There's no act. No one's really trying to fight. They're just hugging, you know? And I'm a wrestler, so hugging's all good, but you got to have a point to it. You're just giving each other a hug all the time.
You got to put them to the ground.
Yeah, you gotta have a if you're gonna fight a guy, do damage. Don't just fight him just so you can say, "Oh, I fought a guy. All you did was throw, you know, uppercuts at his bicep." That's not doing anything. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like I'm crazy over here. I see these guys, these tough guys. They think they can fight in the NHL, and they're just kind of grabbing and tugging.
Well, I feel like part of it is because of the instigator. They're trying not to fight as much, but. There's been a bit of a revival. I think about a fourth of the league. I went through it earlier this week. About a fourth of the league have like a designated fighter on their team, and sometimes they're guys like Ross Johnston or Curtis McDermott, and they just play like, you know, one fourth of the games all year. And when he comes in the game, it's like to hit, fight, play like 3 minutes a night. Kind of what happened to Rempe at the start of last year, and now Rempe's developed a bit more into a fourth liner, and he plays more. But yeah.
The gladiators, man. They show up. Those guys can fight. None of them can beat Arbor Jack Eye, though. That's our boy.
Agreed.
That's our boy, you know. He just tore through the league last year. He was, and in a good way. He wasn't just hugging people. Like, the thing with Jack Eye is, when he dropped the gloves with you, he's taking a tooth. You know? He's as compensation. I love that.
The other team would have to second guess before getting close to one of the other.
Well, 100%. When you got a guy that's taking out Reeves. No one liked dropping the gloves with Ryan Reeves until Jack Eye didn't carry, threw him through a net, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that's right. But I think that's part of why I think hockey should have fighting in it, because, you know, these fighters go out, make more space for the skill guys, small guys like Caulfield and Suzuki in Montreal, and then now people are thinking twice when they're going to lay them out because they have to answer the bell to Jack Eye, or in Toronto's case, Reeves, or, although he was on waivers this week, but I don't know.
Here's what I think is going to happen with the two-minute rule. Only these big goons are going to go at it, because now they got to make it worth it to get the 2 minutes. Only guys like Jack Eye, that when they fight, they're smelling blood in the water, and they just want to just pound your head into mashed potatoes. Those guys, for 2 minutes, if you actually just run a guy over like a truck, that's fair. But this hugging nonsense that I've been seeing so much of, the Cuddle Club fighters, they're done, I think. With the 2 minutes, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. That's how I feel about the subject. I think that, but yeah, are they trying to get rid of fighting in the NHL? Is that the idea?
I guess they just don't want. I think that is, but like overall in hockey, there's a lot of that, and I think unfortunately, like, they're kind of moving towards it because, so like that old style is not there. But also part of it is like these fighters are big guys, so they're usually slower. And if you ask anyone who watched hockey, it's like really fast. Even guys, I was listening to some podcasts, like guys like Ryan Kessler, who, like, if you're my age, you grew up watching him or you saw him, you know that name. Like, I'm sure you know him. Like, he's watching now. He's like, I could never play at this speed. And even now, like, you know, like, you look at McDavid and McKinnon, how fast they play. Like, it's like when that, you got to still be fast. So it's harder to be a big guy and keep up with the pace of play.
I don't know. I think as a fan, and when I go to the Bell Center, I pay those extra dollars to see a fight. When I go there, I want to see a fight. If I'm paying $15 for a beer, I want to see a fight.
Oh my God, the beer, you know? Prices, dude.
Ridiculous.
You get drunk, you know? At the Bell Center, man, you're breaking the bank.
Yeah. And well, I can't.
it's not enough in the account.
Not possible.
And it's not really that great of beer that they have there in selection. In my opinion, at least.
Just in the great Molson right now?
But that's
owner of the hockey team. Not a fan. I will say, but Canadian's not bad. Molson Canadian's not bad.
It's still
Export is awful.
Yeah, can't drink Export. And Budweiser. And
whatever the other one. But Canadian, I like Canadian. It's a good sports beer.
I'll drink it. I don't think I'm ever buying it.
You'll drink anything. Don't give me that. You'll drink it. Okay, but you were drinking it the other day. Yeah. Don't lie to me right now.
That's true. I can confirm that.
But listen, yeah, I mean, even the tickets. I went to a game this year, and there was a fight. Good stuff, but it was like $80 for nosebleeds. You know what I mean? That's, I'm up at the top. It's good because that's where the real fans sit, anyways. Yeah. You get the energy in there, but I mean, you want to get good tickets, you got to know a guy, or you're paying hand over fist.
Yeah,
that's why I try to go to Ottawa. I go to Ottawa to watch the games, and especially I live in the West Island. It's not that bad of a drive. It's like, you know, and And I get to watch the games for like way cheaper.
That used to be the hack. You would drive to Ottawa for the Montreal Ottawa games. The tickets were cheap. Then they figured out we were a rival. And now now it's not so cheap, unfortunately. But damn, that's a bit. But yeah, I want to see a fight. Fight adds like, you know, with a fight for $80 and the game.
It's worth my money. It's worth my money. I got to see a fight. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to go to Bell Center. Mm-hmm. I remember a few little memories, PK Subban and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But fights is what I really remember, too.
Ah, and there's a whole science to it. You know what I mean? Like, because I fight not on the ice. Most people don't fight on ice rings. You're just fighting on these two little blades. How does a hockey fight work? Like, because it's got to be different than on just the ground.
Well, it's a lot of balance and, like, leverage. But I know a lot of these fighters. I know, I think I saw in the summer, Matt Rempe was, like, getting trained by George Laroc. So, like, some old-timers from our age, some of them are coming out. And I think Ty Domi probably teaches his son a little bit, although he's not that big of a fighter, Max. But, like, he's a little feisty. He could get after it, but not, like, one of the big boys. But I saw a clip of Rempe and Laroc fighting it. So I think they get these guys to train them how to... Because it's a lot of balance, right? You know, you're not on your two feet. Skates.
Tell me right now, in a fight, who's winning, GSP or Arbor Jack Eye on skates right now? It's on the ice.
Arbor Jack Eye.
You think Jack Eye's beating GSP?
No doubt about it.
The greatest of all time.
I mean...
It's very different. It's so different.
I would say it depends on... I want to see GSP skate first. If he skates like the three of us... Arbor Jack Eye.
I'm 100% going to GSP on this.
If he skates like someone who actually like played like relatively high level hockey, I could see GSP.
Yeah, it's not like he needs to be a figure skater over here to know how to land a punch.
I know, but I mean, you
don't know. Okay. That's the problem. You don't know. Let me explain it to you. Here's the thing. GSP could take how many punches and be fine? Like, this guy's a fighter. He knows how to take a punch on the chin, and he can handle some of the great, powerful punches. If he lands one on Jack, I think it's lights out. A proper punch?
Also, how big is GSP?
His last fight was in middleweight, so, you know, about 185, 190.
How tall?
He's a bit he's not the tallest guy in the room, you know. It doesn't matter. What is he?
It does matter, though.
I mean, Jacques is like 6'3", 6'4".
I think he's 5'10".
220.
Okay.
5'10"-ish.
Okay, so
Look at, what's his name? I don't know if it was Brian Gionta or Thomas Blachanek.
Yeah.
Gionta's short.
No. They played MMA. I forget which one. I think it was Thomas Blachanek. He did MMA.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know that. I wish I had a fact check, because I'm also 100% sure you're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Someone on the Montreal Canadiens, when I was a kid, did MMA.
I'm pretty sure it was Laroc.
Yeah, probably George Laroc, our fighter.
No, I'm telling you, it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, Plakatic Mr. Turtleneck, huh?
The Turtleneck, who never fought in the NHL,
fought MMA.
Okay.
We're going to fact check that later. We're going to come back to this, and if you're lying...
It's okay. You know, guys, you owe me a beer if I'm lying.
Hey, man, you we're talking to the Montreal public, man. We owe them the truth here, okay?
But even you can even see that at the highest level, like, fighting is important in hockey, because if you saw at the Four Nations, I know it was a couple months ago, like, remember the first game on Saturday, there was the three fights right away?
Oh, I loved it.
But, you know, even those fans, you were paying, like, a lot of money to see those games, and they got a fight, they got three fights right away, and it shows that, like, fighting should be in hockey, because even at the highest level, there's fighting.
No, those, I don't care what those ticket prices were, it was worth it. Those were some of the greatest games of hockey we've seen in over a decade.
You know, like 15 years ago, like when I 10 years ago when I was a little kid playing hockey, I never had stop in the back of my jersey.
We did, Frankie.
No. Not
when he was a kid.
Not when I wasn't playing with you. I don't know where you were playing, in Ukrainian league or something. But I didn't have one. And then as I got older, they started implementing it. Like, what is that? It's just preventing... Preventing, like, what is that?
Preventing hitting from behind.
Yeah, John, have you ever
that never stopped Connor. That never stopped Connor, you know?
Yeah, the stop sign, it doesn't, like, no one looked at that and was like, oh, wait a second, let me think about this.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it really made a difference.
For those who don't know, like, hockey jerseys, they started putting it on the back of, like, the kid leagues. It says stop on it with the intent that if you're going to go hit someone from behind, you'll see stop and go, wait a second. Wait a second. I should just stop and not ram my stick into the back of this guy's
useless.
Head.
Useless.
Ah, that's fair. Also, I think the problem is they don't teach kids how to hit anymore in hockey. at the lower levels. And I think that's why there's injuries. Kids don't know how to get hit or hit.
So they just get frustrated and they just bang each other.
Yeah, right, so they do it in dangerous ways because they don't know actually how to hit properly or get hit properly. So they fall awkward, they hit awkward. I think, and that's why the U.S. is starting to catch up to us. They're teaching everybody how to hit.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that. Like, I remember I went to a hockey tournament when I was like, you know, I think I was playing like Bantam Air or something. And we went to the States for the tournament and these guys were hitting us. And it was like a hitting league. And then we just all got hit. And we didn't know what to do because in Canada, you only learn how to hit if you play double letters.
Yeah, so we looked like wusses when we go down there to the States because they would just be bodying us. And, man, we could be better hockey players, but I've never hit before. So these guys are just sending me flying 20 feet in the air. It's not a good feeling.
And you know what? That's what helped them win the games. I think if you have good fighters on your team, you know, it implements fear on the other team and it helps them have a slight edge.
Well, we weren't allowed to be fighting. Technically,
technically, but
I wouldn't really call it.
But it still did affect us. They still did it, and it affected us.
I wouldn't really call what we did fighting. We'd more just like muck it up a bit.
Oh, I was punching guys in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's
like,
fighting.
Like it's like you know, in between whistles, they have those scrums around the net. Like that's what our version of fighting was. It was not like full on.
It was Cascon. It was hardcore. It was hardcore Cascon from Connor.
It was 100% Cascon. It was all because I remember, dude. Back in the day, it would be like I would. The reason I stopped playing hockey is because I liked fighting too much, and I recognize that because I go into games, I just want to fight a guy today. So I remember, like, I'd look over at Kutash at the last shift of the game. We're losing. I don't like this team. I'd say, Kutash, just go start something. I'll be there, and we'll do it.
Yeah, and I remember exactly what you're talking about. I remember it was like 4-0. We couldn't do anything. So I got the puck, shot it at the goalie. The goalie made the save, covered it up. I saw the defender, his back, cross-checked him over the goalie, and then I just skated off, and Connor just mucked it up with everyone else.
Because they all went, and there was this little guy that wanted to fight me. He was like 5 foot that. 4, little guy. The one guy didn't think would come at me. He comes right at me, and I just put him in a headlock and started beating his head in. And then
that's exactly what's going to happen to GSP.
Get that, bro. We're going to get back to that in a sec. But yeah, you know, and then the kid, he gets out of the headlock, and he started celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say. I remember he came out. He just screams. He's like, yeah.
He's all tough.
Because the buzzer when the game was done. But I mean, but the funniest thing is about the whole exchange there. I got like, I'm the only one who got penalties for that. I got like a two and then like a game misconduct. So I got kicked out, but Connor got nothing. And I'm looking over and he's like, man. You know, those who see it on the camera, just doing this. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm the only one going.
I guess I might have hit him too hard. He was celebrating and everything. Knocked I don't know. Someone check up on him. See if he's okay these days. He didn't look so hot. You know what I mean? That was weird. I forgot about that one. Yeah, we had some good times back in the day. Some good times. Back to that really dumb comment you just made. GSP is knocking out Arbor Jack, realistically.
I don't think so.
Well, he knows how to grapple. If he grabs you, you're done. Like, Jack Guy could skate away.
There's no grappling.
Jack Guy could skate away if he had to. If he had to run away and go hug his mom, yeah, fine. He could
But
do
he's
that.
Not going to be the one running away.
Okay, then who's running away, John?
I don't know why you have so much confidence in this Jack Guy. Like I said, I think...
Weren't you just agreeing with me about...
Yeah, but I said...
Now you're contradicting yourself.
I didn't... No, I'm not... No, we're not getting into this right now. I said, if GSP, I want to see how he skates. If he, like, is not a great skater, because if you're not a great skater and you can't balance, literally, like, half a little punch throws you on your ass, and then the fight's over. That's how it works. But if he's a good skater or like a half decent skater, I think GSP wins.
Nah, GSP even without the skate.
Well, we're talking about right now. What do you think?
I haven't seen him skate.
Well, just give an opinion.
Well, he grew up in Quebec, right, Connor? Quebec.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So
you
I'm sure
know that.
I'm sure. Well, Canadian. I'm sure he probably skates. So I would say probably him. If based on him.
So now you're assuming.
You just told me to make a point. I don't know the facts.
I don't know. Assuming is kind of messed up, but we'll.
Well, you're assuming. You're assuming Jacques Guy is gonna win.
John, you just said Plakanitz was in an MMA fight.
Well, do your research. Search it up.
Sorry, we don't all have ChatGPT right next to us.
There's no chance.
Get off your phone, Kudesh.
No, because GSP's whole move was a Superman punch. That's all he's going to do. He's going to go up to Jack Guy, Superman punch. That's the end of that.
Before he does the Superman punch, he's going to slip and fall on his head.
I think that's the only danger, is if he slips and hits his head. I don't think the Jack Guy could muscle him.
Well, I don't know. He's also way bigger, right?
Yeah, he's bigger, but GSP, you don't think he trains with bigger guys?
Well, but maybe.
And Jack Guy.
I mean, I haven't seen him train with bigger guys on ice skates.
You assuming?
Why, you seen him?
Not on ice skates, though.
Oh, were you figure skating, Connor?
Yeah, me and him had a routine together.
Oh, okay.
No, he had me up in the air.
I could tell.
No, but
you looked the type.
Olympic talent?
Oh, yeah.
Next winter here?
That's enough of that. That's enough of that, lads. Here's the deal, man. You got to take into account, Jack Guy's not the kind of caliber fighter that GSP is. So, like, you're thinking another MMA fighter that can skate. But Jack Guy, he can't actually fight. He can fight in the context of a hockey player, but he can't fight how an actual fighter fights. So that's where I think he...
Totally agree, but we're talking about hockey fights over here, and he's a hockey fighter.
GSP's done judo. And judo and hockey fighting go hand in hand with the grips there. So I don't think he'd be that alienated. He's done jiu-jitsu, too. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So he knows how to grab a gi. He can grab a jersey and move a guy like that. He'd beat you up.
Well,
he'd beat you up.
He'd definitely beat
he'd
you
run
up.
You.
He'll definitely beat you up.
Yeah, Con, I seen you skate. He got
you. He's got me in the bag. Huh? For sure, man. For sure. Listen. We'll agree to disagree. We're going to ask the followers back at home, let us know, GSP.
Give us some reasons.
GSP or Arbor Jack Guy, let us know. We're going to move on now to another topic. We're going to talk about fighting in the other leagues that aren't the NHL. We're going to talk about the PWHL and the Q. My expert, Matthew Kutash, is going to give us a little synopsis.
All right, so I'm pretty sure the PWHL follows the same rules as the IIHF. So that's like the rules you have in the Olympics and all that. So if you have any sort of fighting, automatic ejection and probably suspended for a game, I think. So that's why if you see like any like World Juniors, World Championships that are coming up and the Olympics, that's what the rules are. I also know in the Q, it's you automatically get ejected. I think in the OHL, which is the version of the Q, but in Ontario, you get automatic 2-game suspension. And I think the WHL, I'm pretty sure the only one that they have it right, I think you're about allowed to fight. I'm not 100% sure, though, because I know they're under the umbrella of the CHL, and I think there was a thing I saw before that the CHL is just banning all fights. But from what I saw, I think the WHL, you're allowed to still fight a bit.
The AHL, it's just mayhem.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. AHL, you can't have a game without a fight. Yeah. So you're going to have these guys coming up from leagues where it's banned, and then they're going to get their whole face rocked because they've never been in a fight before. And the AHL, I mean, who doesn't fight in the AHL?
Yeah. And it's much different because I would hear stories from all kinds of old timers. It's like, yeah, I just showed up to like Chicoutimi or like a random city. They didn't know anyone. He's like 16 years old. And he was like a skill guy. And then it's like, oh, you have to fight this guy. And it's just like, you have to fight. And then they go. And that's it. And then that's like your initiation into the league. And then you're fine. That was the cue at the time.
Let him fight. Let him fight. If they want to fight, let them fight. Because then, if they don't fight, they're not gonna not get violent. But now it's a cross check to the back of the head, instead of just a fist to the face. So it's a fair fight. I think they gotta let them fight, or else because this is how you get dirty hits. This is how you get dirty interactions.
Yeah,
that's my take. And then we got the PWHL, where it's completely banned. But they're starting to fight a little bit.
Yeah, they seem to have, I've seen some clips of them having little scrums and stuff, like you see in the NHL a bit. So I think they might change. But I also know that the PWHL is with like, they've been, the NHL and them have like an agreement that they're kind of the experimental league. They try a lot of rules in the PWHL, see how it is, and then they maybe will implement it into the NHL. Like in the example, like the 3-2-1-0 rule, so 3 wins for a win, 2 for an overtime win, 1 for an overtime loss, 0. Mm-hmm. Whereas the NHL is just 2-1, and sometimes you get 3 points in a game for some reason. It makes no sense.
It's just the way it is, yeah. But no, I think they should let the girls fight. That's my opinion. Why not?
100%. I agree. But like you said earlier, we're talking about Cascon. I think they should have the same type of fighting.
Yeah, because they don't wear the visor. They wear the cage.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say wear the gloves, keep the gloves on, and do a little Cascon, let it out. And
yeah, no one can really get hurt from that. Yeah. You're wearing a helmet with a cage. You're basically in boxing gloves. No one's going to get concussed.
That's a very interesting way of putting it. I've never thought about that. Get Cascon.
Yeah,
I was thinking they would drop the gloves, take the helmet off.
That's what
and then they would
That's
go.
A little far.
But how is it the same thing in UFC?
That's a little to the side.
That's a little to the
side. It's the same thing like in the UFC. UFC girls fight.
Yeah, but they're trained.
Yeah, they're trained.
They're like actually trained fighters.
And that's another thing. I think they should have a small, quick training camp of just like quick fighting understandings, you know?
Yeah, they've never fought before.
Right? So, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
I could see that. But yeah, because you don't want them like... I could see it being a big scandal if like a girl got knocked out cold and then her head just split on the ice on the way down.
I mean, like that happens in the NHL. So what's the difference?
Well, you know, it's listen. I don't know. Listen, that's a great question. I'm not gonna answer.
How many times does that really happen?
Well, less now, but I mean, like, I mean, it happens Paros. All the time.
It happened to Paros.
Yeah, like Paros. And it's funny. Like George Paros is now the lead of player safety in the NHL, and he used to beat people's head in.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Doesn't make any sense to me, but
he's making amends. He's making amends.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the girls just keep the cages on, keep the gloves. No one gets hurt, but you still get the aggression out. Yeah. You still get some violence there.
Because I think in the NHL, they're used to fighting.
Yeah, you know? It's been around for so long.
So, like,
long.
They know if they, let's say they hit a guy, he's falling, and I think they're going to know, like, if he's falling, they're going to kind of... They hold on to him while they're fighting, and he kind of drops down, you know. So it's more safe than just like, you know.
I would say let's try the Cascar, and maybe eventually we move to bare knuckle, eventually. But then there comes the problem of what if one of the girls doesn't take her helmet off? Because it's a
no,
cage.
But that's the thing. You would like automatically have to like I don't if you see like a lot of times in the NHL they do the same thing. Like sometimes when I saw it like two nights ago, I forget which teams it was, but it was. They like went to center ice, they dropped the gloves, pulled off the helmets, and then they kind of squared up, and then they went. So like there's a little bit of period there where you could take it off. And also I feel like with the gloves, these gloves aren't meant to have a metal piece go against it. So I feel like if you go Cascar, a lot of girls, especially if they're like aggressive and the adrenaline's pumping, they might start punching, and not punch, but they punch the cage and they break their hand. And then the teams are going to be like, we just lost a player.
Yeah, but not everybody plays by the Queensbury rules. You know, what if one girl just drops the gloves, doesn't take her helmet off, and is just incensed?
Well, then it's the ref's job to break it up before anything happens.
I guess.
I mean, listen, it's by choice, right? You choose to fight. We're not saying that it should be forced upon people need to do it, but I think it should definitely be still allowed. And...
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So yeah, that's our take on that. We're going to go to a short ad break now, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back, we're going to talk about our favorite brewskis. So stay tuned for that. We're going to go to a short ad break. Please stick with us if you don't mind. We'll be back in just a second.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program. Tune in on Monday, March 24th at 6 p.m. for the 8th episode of Discordia, which is on the 2024 Student Solidarity Encampments for Gaza.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Like Scoob, we're all out of Scooby snacks.
Oh,
Zoinks, what are we going to do now?
CJLO?
CJLO, like that super swell, Scoob.
Welcome back to Candid Combat on CJLO 1690, live every week on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Go follow our Instagram as well, Candid Combat. We would appreciate your follow. On our road to 1,000 is the goal. We're going to get to... Let's get to 200, but the...
Yeah, I was about to say, let's get to 200 first.
We're going to get to 1,000. Bro, I'm going to have more followers than you in a minute.
I know.
I'm going to surpass... My creator account will surpass you.
Makes sense.
I'm about to steal all your followers right now. Everybody that's Kutash's friend, unfollow him and follow me.
Agreed.
I want to just. I don't want to share the followers. I want to take them.
Mass unfollowing.
So, yeah, so everybody, let's do a mass walkout here. Come follow the page and unfollow Kutash. So right now, we're going to get into our favorite beers, ladies and gentlemen. This is the informative piece of the episode. This is, get your notepads out, little pen and pencil. You're talking to the experts here. Favorite beers. Johnny, why don't you start us off?
It's tough to say. I like beer. I like a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. And but if I had to choose a nice beer on a nice day.
It's sunny out.
Sunny out, you know, by the pool. Mm-hmm. I would choose a Peroni.
Ooh. I feel that's a little biased there, but.
I mean, he is Italian.
Yeah, it is. It's a little biased, but definitely. You got to agree. It's
a fantastic beer.
You can't go wrong. You know.
It's okay.
Okay.
Better than Ukrainian.
Okay. What's the Ukrainian beer these days, man?
There's Lvivske. Yeah.
What is that?
Who's heard of that? Let's be real, guys.
Well, it's because in Ukraine, you have to import it.
Yeah. Well, you have to import Peroni.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, there's something going on in Ukraine right now, and that's happening.
We can put a vote up after, see who knows. Peroni or... I don't even remember the name that you just said.
Yeah, I know. It's because you have problem hearing things. Anyways, back to me. So, I'm actually the expert on the subject here. Whoa. I have... Between the three of us, let's say that. I've tried over about 340 different beers in my life.
A little bit too much.
I wouldn't say so.
There's never too much.
I would say like the one everyday beer that you could find in the store where you could buy like a 24-pack for it, I would say a Blue Moon for me. Because I like the little bit of sweetness.
Oh my God. I got to stop you right there.
No, you're getting...
I got to stop you right there. That's got to be the worst take I've heard.
Blue
Honestly.
Moon?
I thought you were coming in here to like make everybody agree with you, but this is ridiculous.
That's rough. I thought you were going to go with something like...
Honestly.
No, but that's not my favorite beer overall.
You tried 300 beers, you just said.
No.
That hurts me.
Let me
honestly.
Finish.
Crazy.
You guys misunderstood. I said the one that you could buy in bulk.
You can buy...
You could buy beers. You could buy Corona
in bulk.
If you go to IGA right now, you could find Blue Moon. You might not be able to find the
other three.
You know
why you're
going to
find it? Because no one's buying it. It's always on the shelf.
Anyways, the other one that I would say is actually my favorite would be an IPA from a microbrewery called Vodou IPA. Also Calypso IPA. That's only in Ontario. And Hoegaarden on tap. If you get it on tap, Hoegaarden is it.
I'm big into
the IPAs.
But
it's different. It's different if from the can. But that's what I'm saying. So if I'm going out and I'm just trying to buy a bunch that I know people will like. Because if I buy a bunch of IPAs, it happened before. My friend said, no, I'm not drinking this. I'm going to buy my own stuff. So I try not to get IPAs in bulk. But me too, I'm an IPA guy. I like a lot more IPAs than that. But that's why. Because Blue Moon, you guys would drink it. IPA, I don't think Frank's
going to
drink it.
Well, you got to be a real man to drink IPA. Let's be real.
I know, Frank's not
a
big fan of the IPAs.
No, John drinks IPA.
I drink
IPAs. I've seen John drink IPA.
All right, I'll get you trying some then. Let's see.
No, but I don't know. Like,
this Saturday, I'll bring out some IPAs for us.
Because no one's drinking IPA at a frat party, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the White Claw merchants over there. IPA, you got to like the flavor.
White
Claw's
not a beer. So.
That's what they drink, though. That's what the softies drink. They drink their White Claw.
Unfortunate.
I mean, that to me, when I show up to the function and there's only White Claw, dude.
You go home.
Turn right around, dude. I'm out. You're drinking White Claw. It's just fruity. Fruity nonsense. It tastes awful. People always tell me, oh, beer tastes bad. White Claw, it tastes delicious. White Claw tastes horrible. It tastes horrible. It's disgusting. It's like just mildewed fruit juice.
Yeah, Kutash, you used to drink a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly. So what Frankie's referring to is I used to have a disease-ish. I wasn't able to have gluten, so I had to have the vodka seltzers. So I couldn't have beer, but then I basically decided one day I'm going to start drinking beer, and then that's how that happened.
So you can never say, I would rather die than drink
the
White Claw.
Yeah,
exactly. Because you did choose the White Claw over death.
Yeah.
You did. See, I would rather, me and John, I would rather die than drink a White Claw.
I'd rather just drink beer. You know,
I mean, not all of us just have that with you.
So unfortunately, you can't say that because you made your choice.
Yeah, I did.
And you're still with us. You know,
you're
lost
special.
A bit of respect,
you're special.
But you're still here. You know.
Well, anyways. Pivot away from the drinking
talk, please. Oh, good. So that's our segment on the beers, real quick. We're gonna move on to Habs making the playoffs. What are the chances of that? What do you guys feel? Because we're in a wild card spot right now.
I believe in it. I believe in it. I've been seeing the Canadians since after the Four Nations. They've just been on a rampage.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't see it stopping.
Yeah, the goalies are playing well. Dobesh, Montembeau was almost, it's like by sitting on the bench at the Four Nations, he must have learned something. Better. He learned something from Bennington. He's actually applying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I used to say, I think if you guys know this, all this time I've been saying, I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it. But now I'm looking how it's shaping up. I think I'm more towards 50-50 that they make it, because they do have a lot of hard teams they have to still play. They have a lot of back-to-backs, hard road games. But the thing is, right now we're in the playoff spot, and we have a one-point lead on the Rangers, I think, or two-point lead, and we have two games in hand. So realistically, we just got to play kind of 500 hockey, and we'll make it in. So, and I think we can make, I looked at our schedule, I think we could play 500 hockey and make it in now.
Oh, easily. Especially with the streak, we've been well over 500.
Yeah, I know, but we've been not playing as many great teams recently.
Yeah, we have an easy, but that's good for us if we play better teams, because I find we perform better.
I know, I think we beat Florida already twice this year.
Yeah, we're beating all the former Cup champions, and then we'll lose to, like, Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the worst team in the league.
And Calgary, where we couldn't score a couple weeks ago.
That's crazy to me. You know, just the worst teams in the league we struggle with. We play a former Stanley Cup champion, we just lock in.
Well, yeah, we play one on Saturday. Tonight we have the Islanders. Saturday we have Colorado in the Bell Center. So that's going to be a nice big test because they're buzzing right now. They're one of the best teams in the league right now.
Okay, Colorado. Okay, tell me right now, Caulfield 40 goals.
No.
Really?
Not this year, no.
Are you serious?
No.
How many is he at right now?
I think 33.
Exactly. How many is
he? He's at 33.
So basically, he has to play 40-goal pace at the end of the year.
Well,
because he has 15 games left, so he needs like 7. That's 40-goal pace.
Yeah,
so.
And guess how many goals he would have if he played at a 40.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Because the thing is, like all goal scorers, they're streaky. They're very streaky. I mean, right after the Four Nation, he was on a streak, and now I don't think he has a goal in the past two games. I feel like his streak might have ended. He might go on a little dry spell of four games here, and then maybe he turns it up near the end, but I don't see him getting 40. I think it'll be like 38.
I think he's going to score. I think he's going to make it. I think he's actually scoring tonight.
You think? How much are we betting on that?
I can't give you an exact number, but I would say on the house.
That's on the parlay, though.
That's on the parlay.
100% on
with
the
Edwards?
For sure.
With Edwards, or?
No, I wouldn't combine.
Don't combine the parlays.
I'll keep it in the same
sport. Hockey parlay.
Same sport.
Yeah, I see him making 40. I think he's going to have an end of year sensational performance. Maybe a hat trick.
Yeah,
one hat trick.
After that.
And then it's easy.
I mean, he's better on the road, so it's good that we're not, we're going on a road trip after Colorado for a little four-game road skid, so that's good for him. I think it's like 27 of his 33 goals, or like 25 of his 33 are on the road. He has like 6 goals in the Bell Center.
Me and Johnny scored a lot of goals back in the day, so maybe that's why you're having trouble with the concept.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I mean, 7 goals in 15 games for you is like, yeah, I get it why it's unimaginable. Me and Johnny, that's a weekend.
Yeah, we wouldn't even be discussing this right now. But
all right, let me just defend myself here.
Go ahead.
What about Ottawa when we were younger, that 4-goal game I had, Frank, when you were just trolling?
You know, sometimes, as a friend, I got to do nice things. And you know what? I'll just leave it at that.
He's a good friend. There's no way you just brought up one time 10 years ago in Ottawa, dude.
That was the greatest time of his life.
It's the highlight.
Effectively, no.
I mean, fair
average
enough,
day man. For me and Connor. But
yeah, it was standard, you know? Standard full 4-goal game, yeah?
But back to Caulfield.
Yeah, I think he's hit 40.
I think because who else is scoring right now?
Suzuki's scoring. He's doing well.
But I think Caulfield's hungry for it. I think he's more hungry than Suzuki.
100%, because he's got the barrier. I think Pacioretty was the last one to hit 40.
He never hit 40.
Are you serious? He was. They would talk about him hitting 50. He never hit 40.
I don't. I'm like 90% sure. No.
Please.
I think it's like Kovalev.
Honestly,
yeah,
when's the last time a Montreal Canadiens player has got a point per game?
Kovalev.
I think it was Kovalev.
So Suzuki's going to have it this year, hopefully, if he doesn't get injured and break his Iron Man streak, but I think it should be locked in.
Okay, good, because it's been such a... Can you imagine... Okay, Carey Price.
Oof.
If he was in the... If he got this Montreal, or the Montreal team in 3-4 years, I think he's winning a cup. Because I think the problem is he never had a team, really. Besides 2014, he had a team.
I mean, we drafted Galchenyuk with our top three pick. I mean, that didn't really work out.
It was a disaster.
And I mean,
that's
it was a disaster. I mean, well, even if you look at it, like the guys that hit are like Caulfield and Suzuki are the main guys that hit, and they were not top picks. You know, Caulfield was passed up because of his size. We got him at like 15.
Yeah.
And Suzuki was picked 14th or 13th overall by Vegas, and we traded Pacioretty. And I'm pretty sure that trade was like a second Tatar and Suzuki.
Yeah.
And the second was Romanov.
I loved Romanov, dude.
I know.
I was so mad when we traded him because he was our Jack Eye before Jack Eye. Could you imagine both of them?
I know. And now we got Kirby Doc, who just, you know, collects paychecks and is injured the whole time. He doesn't have any knees anymore. He's just done.
Dude, every year he's like plays two games and then he calls it a day.
Yeah.
You were saying something that you don't want the Canadians to make the playoffs this season.
A couple weeks ago I was saying, because I feel like our team, especially knowing Montreal, if we make the playoffs this year and our team is, let's say, because next year there's a lot of young guys going to get in the lineup, like Reinbacher or Mayu are going to be in the lineup, or both even. And we might get rid of some older players, and our team's going to be overall younger, less experienced. And then if we make the playoffs this year, don't make it next year, now everyone's going to be like, what the hell happened? We're going backwards.
I think you should go to jail.
So
I think you should go to jail. That's why I was saying next year is a big year. That's heresy, what you just said.
And that was also before I knew Demidov is most probably coming next year. But now I think he's coming next year, so.
Who cares? You've just committed treason. What do you mean you don't want the Habs to make the playoffs? What's
well,
the
that's
matter
before.
With you?
At this point, I mean.
I think it would only build our experience for a playoff.
We haven't had playoffs since 2021, man. I'm starving over here.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, you know, we build the experience. But a lot of the guys that are going to be, like, Dvorak's going to be gone next year probably. We're going to replace him with Beck. Beck hasn't played a game of playoffs in his career, you know. And then
Caulfield started in the playoffs.
I know.
This is his first series ever.
But Beck is not like Caulfield. Beck is like a third-line checker when he's at his best. Caulfield, at his best, is a 50-goal scorer.
I think we're going to win the Stanley Cup.
This year?
This year. Who's going to beat us?
Slefkovsky's picking it up.
Every single team.
No, there's not a single... Okay, A, if we meet Toronto in the first round...
Yeah, I know that. We beat Toronto.
Easy
Toronto, Toronto's trash.
They're not going to win in the first round. So that's already second round. We're going to meet Washington. Ovechkin's an old man. Third round...
Oosh.
Who we meet in the third round?
We play Washington in the first round, if anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Washington's the best team in the East. So we're going to be second wild card, most probably, because we're like 6 points behind Ottawa. Mm-hmm. But so if we make it, we play Washington. I could think we could beat Washington, but again, I don't know. Like, I feel like Ovi is going to be going
crazy.
We're
a playoff team, though.
You know?
We've always been a playoff team. 2021, everybody said it was a fake dream. We almost won the Stanley Cup. Almost.
I want the Montreal Canadiens.
See, I'm glad you think so. Thanks, John.
But
whoa.
But Washington Capitals are our team, I've been saying since the beginning of the season, are probably.
Wait a second. Coots, who does he have on his fantasy team on the Capitals?
No, but did I not mention?
No, yeah, I'm gonna back you up. He said it, I remember it was December, November. We were in my room, I was recovering from my surgery, and he goes, "You know what, Connor? If you have a lot of money and you want to invest it, put it on the Capitals to win the Cup." Those were his exact words. So he's been on the cap strain for the whole time.
I would say they're about a 35X in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, like when he said it, they were a big X. And now I think they're
now
probably...
they're like 12.
Yeah, 12, yeah. Something like that.
About so 12, Caps 11. To win the Stanley Cup, you think?
And to answer this question, Alexi Protas.
Okay. Last question before we wrap up the show. Does Ovi beat Gretzky's record before the end of the season? Yes or no?
Yes.
I think with the team that he has now, yes. 100%. With the pace that he's going at now, 100%.
Also, his empty netters that he gets, like 40 of them a game.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. So we're gonna cut it off there. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Talk about some hockey fighting, because fighting is not just on the ground. It could be on the ice. So thank you guys for coming on. Quick reminder before you guys go. Follow us on Instagram, Candid Combat. We're trying to get to 200 followers by next week. We're about 187. It'd be great if you could help us out with that. We post Instagram reels several days a week, so go check those out. Get the view counts up. We're going to be starting a TikTok account this week, so go follow us there. Go follow us on Instagram Threads. I know nobody uses Instagram Threads. Go make an account and follow us like that. Reasons by Aunt C, who was a Concordia student, is out right now, so make sure to go follow that. Thank you for all those who tuned in live and who's tuning in on YouTube. Thank you, and have a good one.